Hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas. It's time for another Texas Homegrown Music, and I've got Ryan Glennon coming in the studio today, and he's just such a beautiful soul with a wonderful story behind the music that he's put out. And I don't want to take a lot of time because he's going to be here for a little while, and he's going to actually brought his guitar. He's going to do some singing for us in the studio, and I can't wait to get to it. But it's been kind of a weird week for me, and I know that part of this story that he's going to talk about as well is the passing of his sister. I've had some friends that have passed away these past few weeks and months, and it's been really hard sometimes to put to rest. But I wrote a song with my good friend Andy Timmons a while back called Passing Lullaby, and I just want to do it today in tribute to those that have gone on, and for some of you maybe that are dealing with the heartache of it, to just be remembered and reminded that we're all passing through. This is, you know, not forever for any of us on this earth, but we have something that we can look forward to for those of us that believe that there's something beyond. So it's a song called Passing Lullaby. I'm going to do it for you now. When we come back, we'll be with Ryan Glennon. Well, hey, everybody, we're back with Texas Homegrown Music and my guest today, Ryan Glennon. Ryan, welcome to the show, honey.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me back, Maylee.
Oh,
it's a big honor.
I am so thrilled with this new music you have coming out, or that's actually out now.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You got this volume one of three. Is it an EP, right? We call it an EP.
Three-song EP, yes, ma'am.
Three-song EP called Sunsets. And there's a lot of personal... Well, there's a lot in here that's absolutely personal for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think the first track that we're going to play, which is Nicole, is especially personal. And I really wanted to bring you in and have you talk about that, because I know so many of us are dealing with sorrow. And, of course, you know, this life that we live on Earth here, we're all going to be exiting at some point.
For sure.
And you know, I have this... foundation, as you know, called Love Life Foundation, and my motto has always been to love life. You get out of it what you put into it, and you get to a place where some days you just feel like, I don't know, what's my purpose? Why am I here? This, you know, sometimes it's so heavy you don't know how to deal with, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're so joyful you just can't imagine it being any different. And the way that we live our lives are so different, and I really want you to share with the people today just the story behind this song and about your sister, Nicole, and what you've been going through with all of that.
For sure.
So first of all, I'd love for you to introduce yourself to everybody, let them know you're not new to this game. You've been doing this for a little while, and you come from a family of people that do this. So tell me
about
that.
Yes, ma'am, that's right. Yeah, so my name is Ryan Glenn. I know you said you already did an introduction. I'm 22 years old. I've been writing songs and playing music since I was about 15 or 16 years old, but I've grown up with it. My parents were both full-time professional musicians when I was a kid, and my grandma was a full-time professional musician. And
oh, didn't know about the grandma.
I've always been very blessed because it's something I love, and it's what I want to do with my life, and I'm just lucky, blessed
to have
been able to grow up in it.
Did they encourage it? Did mom and dad and grandma encourage it with you?
Very much so, but they never forced it on me.
Right.
There was a long time where it wasn't something I wanted to do because everyone else was doing it, you know? And then one day I decided I wanted to, and when I did, they were like, yeah, let's figure out what we can make happen, you know? Let's work together to help you. You know, it's like a family business, music,
okay,
for all of us. My little sister's a graphic designer and a singer and a songwriter too, and we treat all of it like we're in it together, you know.
Oh, I love that. And for those of you that don't know, this is mom. You know, I've had a lot of the artists that your mom represents on the show, and I didn't realize it until about the second time through that was your mother. I was like, oh my gosh. And I think she's such
ma'am.
A cool chick. I really dig her. I'm really hoping that I get to know her better.
I appreciate that. Yes, ma'am. She started really. I help out when I can, but it's her baby. Heatwave Music Group in October of last year, so it's very brand new. But
yep.
I feel like we're just very blessed. We got great people in our circle and great artists, and more than anything, we want to make a change. There's too much competition and too much fighting between creatives and artists and everybody that's trying to one-up each other for success, and that doesn't have to be that way, you know? We can help each other be successful, you know? That's what I love about your show, is that you use the success you found to give other people a platform to talk about what they're trying to do, you know, and it's beautiful.
Well, I believe in, I call it playing it forward just because of music. I know this. I know that, you know, my life here is small. I mean, I only have a certain amount of time. And what do I want to leave behind? I want to leave behind an encouragement for other people to continue this and to keep
for
going
sure.
with it. And I know that's how your family is. But so tell me about your mom and your dad and how this all started out. Did they stick a guitar in your hand, or did you see them playing and you were like, I want to be able to do that? And
no, like I said, funny enough, when I was a kid, it really wasn't something I was interested in doing. I was like, yeah, my family makes music. I'm going to go get a real job, you know, and do something normal, you know? And then I started getting really into music when I was in high school. I fell in love with all these old records, old Elvis records and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash, and my grandma let me use her old record player, and I went to thrift stores and would buy every single vinyl I could that looked interesting or a name I even slightly recognized. And my parents wanted to coddle that and support that, you know, wanted to help me grow that. So they started thinking of artists that fit into that scene, but that's still kicking and doing stuff, modern artists. And they actually were supposed to open for Two Tons of Steel when I was a kid, so they're very familiar with Two Tons of Steel. And they took me out to Love and War to see one of their shows when I was about 16 years old. And it's like you're saying, playing it forward. I went and talked to Kevin, their lead singer, before the show started, and he said, well, do you play? And I said, I sing a little bit. And he got me up and I did a few songs. And he said to me, he said, you go home. He said, your family has guitars. You learn how to play one of those guitars. You put a band together and then call me and we'll let you open a show for us.
Wow.
And he did.
I love Kevin already.
He's a great dude. Great, fantastic person. And he's been like my other dad. I mean, really, he's been so supportive, and he had me out on some stuff that I still just can't believe he'd give me the privilege to be on, like their Two Tons Tuesday at Green Hall. He had me out on spring break for one of those when I was in high school, you know, and I wouldn't be doing any of this if it weren't for that support, you know. So I'm very grateful.
I love stories like that. So yeah, that's beautiful. And that I really believe that there's a lot of country artists that feel that way. And that's one of the things I love about country music. I talk about it a lot. It seems like there's a synergy beyond some other genres of music where they all help one another. And you can thank the country music people for having these platforms where they get to know the fans too,
mm-hmm.
because I think that's important. You know, we want. I don't believe in putting yourselves on a pedestal where you can't be touchable.
100%.
You know, I want to be able to be touched and reached and talked to, and I don't want anybody to think that they can't talk to me. And I am like so low on the totem pole for, you know, any kind of being famous or stuff. But I'm definitely the kind of person that believes in talking with their fans and letting them feel connected, because they're coming out to see you.
For sure.
You know, and we need to recognize that.
I agree. And I really respect that about you a lot.
Well, I mean, I'm a total believer in it. And I see it a lot. And I'm so thankful that I've gotten to know a lot of different artists that feel that way. And I know that that a lot of the artists that are on Heatwave are that way, because I've had them on my show and they're all just, you guys have collaborated on a lot. In fact, some songs that were not even in the country genre, right, like the Tim Lightyear song that you guys did about getting married on the beach.
Yeah, that's true. Married on a Florida beach.
Yeah, married on a
pop song that we all worked on and sang on.
So fun with Katrina Kane and you. And oh, so fun. Well, talk to me about this journey and this this three song EP and what it is that's going to be the beginning of.
Yes, ma'am. So in 2020, I made my first full-length record in the middle of the pandemic. And I say that because this album's almost kind of, this EP rather, is kind of a homage to that experience and other experiences. To me, that was like the very beginning of me trying to do this for real, you know, go to a real studio and make a real album. And I look back now, and it's like a different time in my life, you know. These three songs that I chose for it, Nicole, Piper, and Luke the Drifter, it's how they're listed. It's actually in reverse order. It's going backwards through different parts
of my
life.
Right, I know you had Luke the Drifter first, and then Piper, and now this Nicole.
Luke the Drifter was the very first song I ever wrote when I was like 15, 16, after I met Kevin, and he told me to play guitar. I figured I needed to write a song, so I wrote a song. And that was a big jumping point for me as a kid, you know, saying, I want to do this. I'm going to write a song, and I'm going to show it to people and try to get out there, you know. We often think about those things as being really happy times, and we forget how scary they are, you know? Scary times, too. So I took that song, and I started trying to do this for real, and that led me to writing Piper a little bit later on. That was a scary time, too. A happy time, but a scary time. It was my first real heartbreak, you know, girl in high school. It was the middle of the pandemic, and I was graduating, and all my friends moved off, and everything was shut down. I mean, we graduated. I left for spring break, and then I never went back to school again. We did online stuff, you know, but I never went back into a school building until, you know, I went and saw, like, my sister do choir stuff there. So that was on my first record. This is a re-recording of it that's on my EP, but I put that on my first record. So to me, that song is, like, my next venture into trying to do this, you know. It's the first time I ever said I'm going to really put out my music, you know, and try to get it in front of people. And it's a great, happy memory, but it's also a really scary memory. And Nicole, and all the songs are name songs because they're all themed. The whole theme of this is it's people that changed my life for the better, you know, even if it was through less than ideal ways, you know. Nicole is my older sister. We weren't very close when I was younger, but we got really close there towards the end. She had about 10-year-long battle with metastatic breast cancer. And she knew going into it that what that essentially meant for her was that no matter what she did, no matter how much treatment she did, no matter where in the country she got it, it was always guaranteed to come back sooner or later. It might be a few weeks or it might be a few years, but doctors told her, and
it's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And they said, you're probably not going to live more than 3 years. But something Nicole had that I respect so much and makes this story in my mind so beautiful is faith. And I don't mean, in her case, it was faith in Jesus. You know, that's how she vocalized her faith. But to me, faith isn't just a religious buzzword. You know, I feel like everybody can have faith. It's just,
absolutely.
It's faith that it's going to get better. And if it doesn't, it's because you're going to end up where you're supposed to be. And for her, it got better.
So making peace with wherever it is, too.
Exactly.
Having faith in knowing that, you know, you can make peace with whatever that journey is.
And there's so much peace in faith because, let's just face it, things aren't in our hands, you know. There's things I can control, like how much sugar I want to put in my coffee, you know.
Right.
But there's things I can't, you know. I can get in my car and not make it home, you know, at any point.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that faith for her was peace. And she was so adamant that she wanted to share that with the world. So she did all kinds of podcasts and made a Facebook group and talked to everyone about her journey. And usually when you see stuff like that, it's people that were like, yeah, I had faith in God and now I'm totally healed. But that wasn't her case. It was consistently getting worse over a decade, you know, so hard. she had cancer in her breast and her, the fluid in her head, and her lungs by the end of it. But she was so faithful, even on her deathbed, knowing that it was the end. She was so faithful. She kept telling us. And this is where the title of the EP comes from, is we're all sitting there crying and sobbing for her. And like, this is the end. You know, we felt defeated. And she said, don't worry about me. She said, it feels like the end, but it's really only the beginning. And she said, you'll hear me in the music and you'll see me in the sunsets. And I think about that all the time, and it's true. She might not be here with us right now, but her legacy is still here with us, you know? And her belief that she was going to end up where she was supposed to be, when she was supposed to be there, is so paradigm shifting for me. Because there's so much stuff that is scary, you know? Like your first heartbreak, scary for a teenager. Pandemics are scary.
Well, yeah, you were right in the middle of it, you know. Of course, and I think about that. And I know so many children that were affected by it, and we're starting to see results of it now. Just in, you know, a lot of kids that were completely taken away, and how about the children that never got the chance to actually start that, you know,
for sure,
that cultivating their relationships as a young child for mm-hmm. a year and a half that we were shut down. But so getting back to Nicole, I read that what you just talked about, and I'm actually going to post it with you know, when we talk about this show, because I want people to really read what you wrote.
I appreciate
about your
that.
Sister.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful and profound and elegant, and I can't only imagine what it must have been like for you guys in the room. So I want to play this song for you guys right now called Nicole, and we come back, we'll talk about it a little bit more, because it's a beautiful song. And just like everything that Ryan does, I mean, it's very purposeful, and you can tell when you listen to it that he's writing it down on paper and singing to you something that was divine. And I feel it in your music, and I know that it's there. And so I wanted to bring you in and have you talk about your sister and how beautiful it was that you were able to cultivate this relationship with her in the midst of her going through this suffering. And you can't call it anything else, that it was suffering, but that she found the beauty in it. And that's,
yes,
you know, I love that. When people can find the collateral beauty in something that is otherwise seen as dark, is to me what life is all about. So we're with Ryan Glenn right here on Texas Homegrown Music. We're going to play the song Nicole off of his new EP, three-song EP called Sunsets, and we'll be right back on Texas Homegrown Music.
Four white walls never fit you anyways. This town was always small and you a little gray. You always dreamed about the big city. I just never thought this could happen to me. Nicole's riding down on the midnight train. She's going home and is leaving this place. It's been a long time coming, we all can see. Been a long time coming, but it's killing me. I didn't see writing on the wall. I took the easy way out far too long. There's so many words I wish I could say. So much time we let get away.
Well, we're back, and I know you guys were totally moved by that. And, of course, now that I know that that was your family, because I was going to say, the vocals on that are amazing. Well, now I know why, because it was all your family. Talk to me about that.
Yes, ma'am. So we recorded that song out at Cosmic Mama, Tim Lightyear Studio. And we got everything except for that very last section done. And it felt like it was missing something. And I wanted it to be this beautiful tribute to my sister. And I figured the best way I could do that was to let it help put to rest those feelings for everyone else, too.
Give them a little closure.
Yes, ma'am. So in my home studio, in my little bedroom, it's like smaller than the little radio studio we're in now. It's tiny. We fit me and my older brother, Jason, and my little sister, Allie, and my parents, Kat Moore and Dave Moore. We fit all of us into this little tiny booth, and we all sang that last verse together over and over and over and over and over and over. And we cried, and we hugged each other, and we did it way more than we needed to, because we were just paying our tribute. We were saying our goodbyes the best way we could, you know, at this stage in the game. It was a really beautiful experience. You know, to me, this song is like a gospel song. You know, you mentioned, and I appreciate you saying this, that there's something divine in it. In my heart, it's like a gospel song. I never mention any of that in the song. It's just, I want that same feeling of closeness to something that you can't see or can't touch to resonate with everyone, in whatever way that may be for them, you know? But it was one of the most spiritual moments that I've ever had in my life. And
well, it resonates in the song. And now that I know that that was your family all singing together, it means even more to me, and I understand why the blend was so beautiful. But speaking of cosmic and things that you can't explain, you know, we just had the we just saw the eclipse on this past, you know, couple of weeks. And what a beautiful thing that was that we can't explain. And, you know, for me, it was a very spiritual moment, just because of just the divineness of how our world works.
For sure.
But can you imagine what it must have been like for people that, you know, hundreds of years ago that went through that, and to see that? I don't know about you, but at that moment when when the sun was gone and it went dark and I looked around, and it didn't last very long, I felt like I was part of something so much bigger than anything I could ever imagine.
100%.
And so I've always wanted that to be resonated in music. And I feel like that's where you're at.
That is what I would love to do. I mean, all of my biggest heroes are people that touch so many people, but feel so personal to me, you know. Hank Williams is one of my huge heroes. That's what Luke the Drifter is about, that's about Hank Williams. You know, and about specifically that record, Luke the Drifter, and that persona. It's touched so many different people, but it was so personal. And I agree, that's how the eclipse felt to me too, is like, I felt like I was part of something. Like, for just that moment in time, that 30 seconds or whatever, you know, where I was, where it was totality, it felt like we were all together. There was not any, like, fighting each other or being mad at each other. We were just, everybody in that park was just, like, experiencing this as one mind almost, you know.
Well, and all across the world, you know, people were looking up to experience, and that, of course, being in Texas, we were right there in the center of it all, which was wonderful for us. But, you know, that's the thing about music, and that's what I love about music, is that it's an experience that we can all have together. We can shut out all the other noise that goes on, and if we choose, we can all come together, no matter what race, what religion, what color, wherever you're from, you can put all that aside side, and we can all be a part of something together. And there's so much synergy involved in that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that I've gotten to where I appreciate it even more in my life now, because I, you know, I'm getting older and I'm starting to understand that this is so temporal. And for all of us, we don't know from, you know, today to tomorrow when this journey is going to end. But I think it's just so important for us all to really keep in mind that we're all here together. Let's try to make this world a little bit better, and do it in a way that we can connect with one another. And I think music is a beautiful way to do that.
100%. Yes, ma'am. You know? There is something, like you said, divine about it.
Don't you feel fortunate in being able to do this?
I feel like anybody can do it if they put their hearts to it.
Well, whatever it is that they choose to do.
For sure.
And, you know, I have a daughter that's an artist, and I have a son that likes to jump out of airplanes. And, of course, he'll tell you how, you know, how beautiful that can be when you're falling from the sky and, you know, you look up and you're a part of something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not something I want to do. I did it once. I don't need to do it again. But it's just making yourself be open to the idea of being a part of something bigger than yourself. And
it's creativity, you know, and that's my big thing. I have a very good friend who's a writer, and we talk about this all the time, is that everything can be creative and can be art for somebody. Everything. Even laying plumbing pipes is art for somebody that wants to be doing it.
And yeah.
We live in a society that tries to suppress art, and I feel like we'd all be so much happier and so much more bonded and together if we all felt like we were making art and making art for each other and making art with each other. You know, that's what musicians do. It's what artists do. And there's so many people that want to feel that way.
Chefs do it. And
exactly.
I mean, if we look at it that way, we can all, like you said, we can implement it in a lot of things that we do in our daily life. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about this heartache that you wrote about in Piper, because was it your first love?
It's what you think is love when you're in high school.
I believe in it. I believe in it. I don't buy into that. Oh, that's not real love. Of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, you know, you hurt from it, right?
That's true.
So I believe if you hurt from it, then you loved,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's fair.
So,
that's a good point.
How hard was that song for you to write? Did you feel like you were getting a little more personal than you wanted to do, or do you like doing that?
I like doing that.
Okay.
Of course, I sent it to her and got her approval both, you know, before
I recorded
did?
It. Oh, that makes it even more interesting.
And then she was excited about it. But the funny thing is, me and her never went out. I really liked her a lot. And I was in high school, and it was, like I said, a scary time in my life. And she was somebody that I really trusted. And she just so happened to be... and still is, so they've been together like 6 or 7 years, dating someone who was always like kind of a rival to me anyways in high school.
Okay.
So it kind of gave it like that high school boy competitive edge thing to it too.
Yeah.
So the song when I wrote it was trying to win her over, but then by the time I recorded it, it was trying to come with terms with the fact that life doesn't always work out the way we want it to.
Okay.
And I'm glad that it didn't, you know.
Sure.
I can guarantee that I'm infinitely happier now and with my partner that I have now than if I had ended up with some girl I barely knew in high school, you know? And that's what's kind of, you know, like I said, scary. It's what's scary and beautiful about the journey that we're on is we don't know what's going to happen. And that's why I write, is this is me saying, this is the way I feel about it, you know? I can't do anything to change it except share the way I feel about it with other people who might feel the same way, you know?
Oh, I promise you, there's a lot of people out there that have loved and have, you know, from afar, that, and some, you know, in fact, my daughter told me a long time ago about a guy that she had a lot of feelings for, but I'd say, talk to him. And she goes, no, there's no way I could ever tell him, you know? And I'm like, oh, just tell him. No, Mom, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. But it doesn't take those feelings away. And you learn from that. And you, like you said, you understand that life is not always going to be exactly the way you planned it out,
mm-hmm.
but just be willing to go for it and be a part of that journey. And it'll make it so much happier. What did you say? Sing a song for me.
I would love to. I'd be able to. Sorry, I don't know. Would I be able to take a sip of water?
Oh,
quick?
Of course, honey. This is like. are you kidding me? I can cough and all kinds of things in here. But tell me about what you're gonna sing.
This is a brand new song that, ironically enough, really fits this idea of sunsets. This idea of the sun setting on a time in our life. It's called "Little Part Inside." I've like literally just barely finished writing this in the last week or so. So
how
it's
exciting!
Brand new.
Playing it for us first time. That's so wonderful. What's the name of it?
It's called "Little Part Inside."
Little Part Inside with Ryan Glenn. You guys, you're gonna get to hear it first right here on Texas Homegrown Music.
I'm still holding on, but is it time to let go? I'm yet keeping on the dreams we dreamt long ago. Said you love me till death closed our eyes. Well, I still want you, but that little part inside, it already died. Front porch swinging back in the late hours of the night. Stone cold, no contact. When's the last time I seen your eyes? If you love something, I hear you should set it free. Or if a hound gets sick, I hear you should put it out of its misery. Well, you said you'd love me till death closed our eyes. Well, I still need you, but that little part inside, it already died. Oh no, no, say it ain't so. Oh no, 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 but don't make me know. I'm begging you, please don't let go. Cleave to the dreams we made long ago. Times may be hard, and they may be harder still. But if we call it and draft up the will, I'll lay down my flowers, hide the tears that I cried, and they'll water the dirt underneath the earth lies in this little part inside.
Dude, how do you sing like that? I mean, that is crazy. That's crazy.
That.
I mean,
you.
That. Okay, that voice is crazy. I mean, wow. Have you always been able? Did you? How did you discover that? I mean, that's not falsetto. Like, that doesn't sound falsetto. Like, it's like, I don't know how you do that, but I got goosebumps.
I appreciate
that's
that.
A, that's
very
a good
much.
Sign. I know that. So, well, we're getting ready to play Piper. That was Ryan Glenn, a new song called Little Part Inside. This is Piper on his new EP out there called Sunsets, and we'll be right back on Texas Homegrown Music.
The whole night through, my heart beats harder to the I'm sure to fall for you.
I'll fall for you.
Bye, bird. Well, I'm sure to fall. Sure to fall for you. Piper, 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 hey, Piper. Oh, Piper now.
Well, we're back with Ryan Glenn, and what a beautiful soul you are, Ryan. I'm so excited about what you've got going ahead. And, of course, you've got such a nice group of people behind you, especially with your family and your mom. And once again, the name of your mom's agency is?
Heatwave Music Group.
Heatwave Music Group. You guys check them out because they've got some artists that are really wonderful. A lot of them have been on the show, and I'm going to have some more on as well. And I think I might need to bring your mom on. Because I think she'd probably have a lot of stories she could tell about Texas music artists, and we could probably have a lot of fun. So I think I'm going to try to make that happen. But you said you would like to do a song for me, maybe about one of the legends that you've been listening to and growing up with. Tell me about it.
So everyone knows the song I'm about to do. They probably know it from Willie Nelson. I was lucky enough that I'm a studio engineer, too, and a recording engineer and a producer. And I got my start over at Audio Dallas with Paul Osborne.
Love Paul.
And back in the day, that was Autumn Sound, and Willie Nelson recorded the song I'm about to do there.
Redheaded Stranger?
Not Redheaded Stranger, okay. But one off that album.
All right.
I'm teasing a little bit, I know.
Yeah.
But for me, my favorite version of the song actually goes back to Hank Williams. He did it. Fred Rose wrote it way back in the day. Part of why I want to do this is Luke the Drifter, the song off my EP, is based on the life of Hank Williams, and specifically based on this one record he made called, there's two versions of it, the same record. One is called Beyond the Sunset,
yeah,
and then the other version is just called Hank Williams as Luke the Drifter. But it was an album of poems that he wrote and put to music, and they're all very provocative topics. It's about divorce and addiction and death and things you didn't sing about, and not in like the happy gospel kind of way, you know? It wasn't like I'll Fly Away kind of stuff. It was sad. Much as I love that other stuff too. And as you listen to this album, you get the feeling that this is an introspective record, that he's singing all these stories, but they're all about himself. It was too controversial to release as Hank Williams, so he made this pseudonym Luke the Drifter. And to me, Luke the Drifter is who he was. Hank Williams was the pseudonym, you know? And I'd use that mindset for a lot of artists. Like, to me, Ryan Glenn, the artist and the singer and the songwriter, and even the studio engineer, that's who I am, you know? When I go do a mundane job, like I work construction sometimes a few days a week here and there, you know, that's not Ryan Glenn. That's like, that's my side gig, you know?
Right, that's so you can be your Ryan Glenn.
Yes, ma'am.
Pay your rent.
Elvis was the same way, you know? You see Elvis on stage, and that was Elvis. That's the most personal, realistic version of him. People have all these stories about him at home, and to me, that was him being bored waiting around to be Elvis again, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, being an artist and being a songwriter is very, very deep. Maybe more so than other people try to apply it, but to me it's very deep. Anytime you make art, that's your true self showing, and your regular life is you suppressing that, you know? So I like to sing a song that Hank Williams did and that Willie Nelson did. Fred Rose wrote a lot of my heroes. Even Elvis did a version of this one. It's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Oh my goodness.
Here we go. In the twilight, lo, I see her. Eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love and only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Beautiful, and I appreciate you being here today. And I want people to be able to come out and see you and hear you in person. I know you've got some shows coming up at the end of this month. You want to tell some people where they can find you?
For sure. I would love to. Starting in April, we're trying to take as many weekends as possible, just about every weekend on the road somewhere. So we're starting kind of local. We're going down to Bluffdale at the Greenwood Saloon on April 26th. Then we'll be at the Silver Saddle Saloon. And Granbury on the 28th. And then after that, we're going up to Oklahoma to play at Guy Fieri's. We're going down to Galveston. We're going to New Braunfels for a bit. So I'm excited to get to bring my music around the state. And
well, I'm so thrilled about it, honey. And I know that it's going to be a wonderful trip for you to see people respond to your music, because they're going to. So if you guys want to find out where he's at, it's easy to find. Ryan Glenn, his website is actually Ryan Glenn Music, and it's spelled R-Y-A-N-G-L-E-N-N Music. And then it's Ryan Glenn Official for Facebook and Instagram. And, of course, you can also go to the management company's site, right, and find out about some dates that you have there, and you want to share that with them as well?
Yes, ma'am. That's heatwavemusicgroup.com and Heatwave Music Group on Instagram and Facebook. And I've got a lot of really good friends of mine that I'm very proud of what they're doing. And, you know, if you like country, you might not like all of it. Some of it's out there, but I challenge you, you know, to explore and check out some stuff that you might not normally check out, and you might be impressed.
Well, I know I am, and I know that you will be. So you guys, Ryan Glenn, make him a part of your playlist. Definitely download some of these songs. But Luke the Drifter is a great song. We're going to play it right now for you as we come back with Texas Homegrown Music right here with Ryan Glenn. Thank you, honey, for sharing from your heart. I loved hearing about this story with your sister Nicole and your family. What a beautiful group of people you are, and I just hope that God blesses you on this journey for music that you go on. I really feel like you've got something special, honey. I really do. So we'll be right back right here on Texas Homegrown Music right now. Luke the Drifter with Ryan Glenn.
Morning, Alan. jazz honky tonks and old barrooms. Every night a new girl in his motel room. One loveless passion, one mistake. A beautiful daughter that he never stayed. The shade she cried, ooh, ooh, the drifter. Come back home, come back home. Daddy, please come home. But Luke and Lillison had too many thrills. He threw away his life on whiskey and bills. Saw the light and this creator in black said, come on, some cowboy, it's time to come back, come back. Come back.
Well, that was a wonderful show, and I loved having him here live and in person. And speaking of live and in person, I hope you guys have gotten your TMR 28 tickets. They're selling fast. I don't even know what we have left on VIP. I know they're running low, but we've got some phenomenal artists coming up. And of course, all of you know that Texas Homegrown Music is going to be hosting a stage as well. And on Friday, we call it Female Friday. I've got Bree Bagwell as my headliner, and I've got Remy May, Autumn Raglan, Caroline Grace going to be playing. And then on Saturday, we've got so many great artists with Tim Lightyear, Christopher Wright, Sour Bridges, Dawn and Hawks, Calder Allen, and the Weathered Souls. And of course, both nights, my band will be hosting a late night show after the headliners. And as you all know, one of my favorites on Friday night, Lucas Nelson's going to be there, and I cannot wait. So you guys come on out and party with us. Have a good time. Get your tickets. We are going to transform downtown McKinney into this wonderful music festival, and it's just so perfect for what it is that we do with so many stages and so many artists all over for you guys to enjoy. So I appreciate you guys sending me those kudos that I get, mainly at Texas Homegrown Music. I know you're out there. I appreciate all you listeners, and if you know of an artist that you want to hear on the show, let me know and I'll check it out, see if we can have them. I want to say thanks again to my sponsors, as always, Guitar Sanctuary and Burris Injury Law, for making this possible. And remember to love life, people. You get out of it what you put into it. And we'll be back next time right here on Texas Homegrown Music with Maylee Thomas.